is November 29th, 1991. And I'm at the home of Phyllis and Jesse Marks in Glenville, West Virginia. And first one Phyllis is going to sing is Bow and Balance to Me.
There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow down, bow down. There was an old woman lived by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. There was an old woman lived by the seashore, and she had daughters three or four. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. A young man came a-courtin' there. Bow down, bow down. A young man came a-courtin' there. Bow and balance to me. A young man came a-courtin' there, and he courted the youngest fair. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. He bought the youngest a fine fur hat. Bow down, bow down. He bought the youngest a fine fur hat. Bow and balance to me. He bought the youngest a fine fur hat. The oldest sister, she didn't like that. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore. Bow down, bow down. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore. Bow and balance to me. Oh, sister, let's walk by the seashore and see the ships come sailing o'er. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And as they walked along by the sea brim, bow down, bow down. As they walked along by the sea brim, bow and balance to me. And as they walked along by the sea brim, the oldest pushed the youngest one in. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. Oh, sister, oh, lend me your hand. Bow down, oh, sister, oh, lend me your hand. Bow and balance to me. Oh, sister, oh, lend me your hand. And I'll give you my house and my land. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. I'll lend you neither my hand nor my glove. Bow down, I'll lend you neither my hand nor my glove. Bow and balance to me. I'll lend you neither my hand or my glove, for all I want is your own true love. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And when they found the sister there, bow down, and when they found the sister there, bow and balance to me. And when they found a sister there, they made a bow of her golden hair. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And when on the fiddle a bow it did sound, bow down, when on the fiddle a bow it did sound, bow and balance to me. When on the fiddle a bow it did sound, it said by my sister I was drowned. Oh, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. I think that was kind of hoarse.
Okay, go ahead.
This song didn't come from my mother. It came from Jesse, my husband's side of the family, and from his cousin. She and I were friends in school. But it must have been handed down through the Murphys anyway. It's One Morning in May is what she called it. There's different versions, but this was her dad's version. One morning, in May, I spied a young couple a-wandering away. Beside the river in the beautiful spring, two sea waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. Hand in hand they walked and they talked along together, and where they were going they did not say whether, but I think they were going along by the spring. Two sea waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. They hugged and they kissed and they caught around the middle, and out of his knapsack he drew a fine fiddle. But the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music and nightingales sing. Ah, now, said the soldier, 'tis time to give o'er. Oh, no, said the lady, play just one tune more. For I'd rather hear one click of the strings than to see waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. They tarried and tarried an hour or two, but nary a tune from his fiddle he drew. But the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music and nightingales sing. Alas, said the lady, will you marry me? Ah, no, said the soldier, that never can be. I've a wife in old Ireland and children of three, and the prettiest baby you ever did see. I'll go back to old Ireland, I'll stay there 1 year, and instead of cold water, my drink shall be beer. And if e'er I return, it will be in the spring. Two sea waters glide, hear the nightingales sing. And now, my fair maidens, take warning from me. Never place your affection in a soldier so free. He'll hug you, he'll kiss you, like this one done me, and leave you in sorrow with the babe on your knee. Sing and rock-a-bye, baby, sing rock-a-bye-bye. Sing rock-a-bye, baby, sing rock-a-bye-bye. Oh, where have you been, oh, Willie, my son? Oh, where have you been, my dear and pretty one?
Okay.
Oh, where have you been, oh, Willie, my son? Oh, where have you been, my dear and pretty one? I've been to see my sweetheart. Mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What do you want for your supper, oh, Willie, my son? What do you want for your supper, my dear and pretty one? Fresh fish fried in butter, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. I fear you are poisoned, oh Willie, my son. I fear you are poisoned, my dear and pretty one. Oh yes, I am poisoned, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What he will to your brother, oh Willie, my son, what he will to your brother, my dear and pretty one. My horse and my saddle, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What he will to your father, oh Willie, my son, what he will to your father, my dear and pretty one. My watch and my chain, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What he will to your sister, oh Willie, my son, what he will to your sister, my dear and pretty one. My house and my land, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What he will to your mother, oh Willie, my son, what he will to your mother, my dear and pretty one. My gold and my silver, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What he will to your sweetheart, oh Willie, my son, what he will to your sweetheart, my dear and pretty one. A blazing hot fire to dry her bones by, for I'm sick at my heart and I know I must die.
Okay.
This is a song that I did learn from my mother, and one of the first things I did at the folk festival about 35 years ago. This type of song is all I thought I could sing, and the last time I sung to my mother before she died, I didn't even know she's listening to me. But I was singing all these old songs to her, and I sung Dandu, and I turned away from the bed, and a little voice in the bed said, Dandu. She had heard it. Is that all right? Dandu, Dandu. Little old man, come in from plowing, and said, old woman, my breakfast now. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lambberry, come a dairy, my dear mingo, dairy-o. There's a piece of cold cornbread a-laying on the shelf. Dandu, Dandu. There's a piece of cold cornbread a-laying on the shelf. If you don't eat it, I'll eat it myself. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lambberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. That little old man, he went down to sheepfold. Dandu, Dandu. That little old man, he went down to sheepfold, and he killed an old wether, both fat and old. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lambberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. He hung it up on two little pins. Dandu, Dandu. He hung it up on two little pins and a couple little jerks, and he had it skinned. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lambberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. I'll tell my friends and all my kin. I was paying attention to Jess in. Dandu, Dandu. Little old man come in from plowing. Dandu, Dandu. Little old man come in from plowing. Dandu, Dandu. A little old man come in from plowing and said, old woman, my breakfast now. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lambberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. There's a piece of cold cornbread a-laying on the shelf. Dandu, Dan do. There's a piece of cold cornbread laying on the shelf. If you don't eat it, I'll eat it myself. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lamberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. That little old man, he went down to sheepfold. Dan do. Dan do. That little old man, he went down to sheepfold, and he killed an old wither, both fat and old. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lamberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. He hung it up on two little pins, Dan do, Dan do. He hung it up on two little pins and a couple little jerks, and he had it skinned. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lamberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. He stretched it across the old woman's back, Dan do, Dan do. He stretched it across the old woman's back, and a couple little sticks went whickety-whack. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lamberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. I'll tell my friends and all my kin, Dan do, Dan do. I'll tell my friends and all my kin, you whipped me over the naked skin. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lamberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. I'll tell them all that you have lied, Dan do, Dan do. I'll tell them all that you have lied, for I never whipped nothing but a raw sheep's hide. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lamberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o. That little old man, he ran away, Dan do, Dan do. That little old man, he ran away, ran 14 miles in 15 days. Come a clue-like, come a clingo, come a lamberry, come a dairy, my dairy mingo, dairy-o.
Okay, it's running. You can introduce it if you want.
Well, this is Mary of the Wild Moor. Mother sang this a long time ago. I think it's about one of them. Maybe I learned this when I was about 12 or 13. I've heard different tunes, but I like this one the best. 'Twas on one cold winter's night, as the wind blew across the wild moor, when Mary came wandering home with her babe, till she came to her own father's door. "Oh, father, dear father," she cried, "come down and open the door, or this child in my arms shall perish and die by the wind that blows across the wild moor." The old man was deaf to her cries. Not a sound of her voice reached his ear. And the watchdog did howl, and the village bell tolled, and the wind blew across the wild moor. How must the old man have felt when he came to the door in the morn? Poor Mary was dead, but the child was alive, closely pressed in its dead mother's arms. Half frantic, he tore his gray hair, and the tears down his cheeks they did pour, saying, "There Mary died, once a gay village bride, by the wind that blows across the wild moor." The old man in grief pined and died, and the child to its mother went soon. And there's no one, they say, lives there to this day, for the cottage to ruin has gone. The villagers point out the spot where the willow droops over the door, saying, "There Mary died, once a gay village bride, by the wind that blows across the wild moor." Oh, Nathan killed the bell cow and fed the dogs the liver. And now we're out of meat and we'll hang the dogs forever. That's too low, isn't it?
You can start over, that's okay.
You think that's funny? Oh, Nathan killed a bell cow and fed the dogs the liver. And now we're out of meat and we'll hang the dogs forever. We'll hang the dogs forever. We'll hang the dogs forever. And now we're out of meat and we'll hang the dogs forever. Oh, the hawk shoot the buzzard and the buzzard shoot the crow. And we'll wander through Blythe Canyon and kill the buffalo. We'll kill the buffalo. We'll kill the buffalo. And we'll wander through Blythe Canyon and kill the buffalo. Oh, the maggots and the skippers, they do grow so very bold. Been saving up your buttermilk 7 years old. 7 years old. 7 years old. Been saving up your buttermilk 7 years old. That was Jesse's dad's song.
Okay.
This is a parody to a true story that happened in the hills about someone that was bit with a venomous viper. He died, but somebody made a parody to it. Oh, Johnny dear, why did you go way down in the meadow fur to mow? Hey, rye tootin' ah, hey, rink a tootin' ah, hey. Oh, Peggy dear, and don't you know 'tis father's wheat and it must be mowed? Hey, rye tootin' ah, hey, rink a tootin' ah, hey. They had not mowed twice round the field, a venomous viper bit him on the heel. Hey, rye tootin' ah, hey, rink a tootin' ah, hey. The devil sought to injure me by cutting down my shingle tree. Hey, rye tootin' ah, hey, rink a tootin' ah, hey. He cut it up in shingle lengths and whacked it down against my shanks. Hey, rye tootin' ah, hey, rink a tootin' ah, hey. The way to make old Satan climb is to rub his belly with turpentine. Hey, rye tootin' ah, hey, rink a tootin' ah, hey. When the pale faces came in their white winged canoe, long ago from the sun rising sea. When they asked for lodging, we did not refuse. Happy then were the red men and free. We could then choose the spot for our wigwam to stand. The forest was crowded with game, and the blue rolling lake and the ever-smiling land were our own till the pale faces came. They came like the fierce prairie flame, sweeping on to the sun-setting shore, camping now on the plains, but a handful of braves. Oh, my brave man, your journey is o'er. Till you camp on the plains where the Great Spirit reigns, you will join in the chase nevermore. We received them with gladness, the sons of the sky. We believe them of heavenly birth. But alas, to our sorrow, we found by and by that like us they were born of the earth. Then the false traders roamed warmed and the fire waters quenched. There was no one our braves to restrain. And the fierce arrow flew and the tomahawk was raised, while we both mourned the blood of our slain. They came like the fierce prairie flame, sweeping on to the sun-setting shore, camping now on the plains, but a handful of braves. Oh, my brave man, your journey is o'er, till you camp on the plains where the Great Spirit reigns. You will join in the chase nevermore.
Tell me about that one, Coles.
Well, Mom and Grandma sung it, and I just didn't pay that much attention to it. I remembered the first verse, and then my sister put the second verse together, but she said someone in Webster County knew the third verse, and I know that it talks about the grain iron horse. Now is rumbling in the rear. Oh, my brave man, your journey is o'er.
Okay.
This song I learned from my mother. Most songs I have. She didn't have too much time to sing to me, but she would. She'd come home of an evening and put songs together for me that I'd remember little bits and pieces of. Lord Lovell, he stood at his own castle gate, combing his milk white steed, when up stepped Lady Nancy Bell to wish her lover good speed, 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 to wish her lover good speed. Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell? She cried. Where are you going? Cried she. I'm going away, Lady Nancy Bell, strange countries for to see, 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 strange countries for to see. He had not been gone but a year and a day, strange countries for to see. When languishing thoughts came into his head, Lady Nancy Bell he would see, 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 Lady Nancy Bell he would see. He rode and he rode and he rode and he rode till he came to London town. And there he heard St. Clement's bell and the people all mourning around, round, round, and the people all mourning around. Oh, what is the matter, Lord Lovell? He cried. What is the matter? Cried he. A lady is dead, the people all said, and they call her the Lady Nancy, see, see, and they call her the Lady Nancy. He ordered the grave to be open wide, and the shroud to be let down, and then he kissed a pale, pale face, and the tears came a-trickling down, 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 and the tears came a-trickling down. Lady Nancy died as it might be today. Lord Lovell, he died on the morrow. Lady Nancy died of pure, pure grief. Lord Lovell, he died of sorrow, sorrow. Lord Lovell, he died of sorrow. Lady Nancy was laid in St. Clement's churchyard. Lord Lovell was laid close by her. And out of her bosom there grew a red rose, and out of her lovers a briar, ar, ar, and out of her lovers a briar. They grew and they grew to the church steeple top, till they could not grow any higher. Then they twined themselves in a true lover's knot, for all true loves to admire, ar, ar, for all true loves to admire. You want? This is called a Bonnie Sweet Bessie. A Highland laddie there lived o'er the way, a laddie both noble and gallant and gay, who loved a lassie as noble as he, the bonny sweet Bessie, the maid o' Dundee. This lassie had land, her laddie had none. Oh, to her it was all the same, for dearly she loved him, and said she knew her laddie, dear laddie, was good and true. But sorrow came to her heart one day, and her dear darling was taken away. Oh, how sad and how lonely was she, the bonny sweet Bessie, the maid o' Dundee. And when in the ground her darling they laid, her heart then broke, and she fervently prayed, O God in heaven, let me go too, and be with my laddie so good and true. There was an old ark in his name. This third verse in this song was Mom's stepbrothers put it in. There was an old darky, and his name was Uncle Ned, and he lived and he died long ago. And he had no hair on the top of his head in the place where the hair ought to grow. Lay down the shovel and the hoe, hang up the fiddle and the bow, for there's no more work for poor Uncle Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go. His fingers were as long as a cane in the brake, and he had no eyes for to see, and he had no teeth for to eat a hoe cake, so he had to leave a hoe cake be. Lay down the shovel and the hoe, hang up the fiddle and the bow, for there's no more work for poor Uncle Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go. Old Uncle Ned had an old tin watch, and it was 6 weeks too slow. He wore a frock that come down to his socks, and his shoe turned up at the toe. Lay down the shovel and the hoe, hang up the fiddle and the bow, for there's no more work for poor Uncle Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go. One cold frosty morning old Ned died. Moss's tears, they fell like the rain, for he knowed when he laid old Ned in the ground, he'd never see his likes again. Lay down the shovel and the hoe, hang up the fiddle and the bow, for there's no more work for poor Uncle Ned. He's gone where the good darkies go. Okay. This is another song I learned from my mother, Paper Pens. I don't know, some of these verses in here might have been added later on, but some of my girlfriends at school. I'll give to you a paper of pens if that's the way our love begins, if you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me. I'll not accept your paper of pens if that's the way our love begins, and I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you. I'll give to you a dress of red, bound all around with golden thread, if you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me. I'll not accept your dress of red, bound all around with golden thread, and I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you. I'll give to you a dress of green, that you may be my lovely queen, if you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me. I'll not accept your dress of green, that I may be your lovely queen, and I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you. I'll give to you a little black dog to go with you when you go abroad, if you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me. I'll not accept your little black dog to go with me when I go abroad, and I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you. I'll give to you The key to my heart that we may lock and never part, if you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me. I'll not accept the key to your heart that we may lock and never part, and I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you. I'll give to you the key to my chest that you may have money at your request, if you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me. I will accept the key to your chest that I may have money at my request, and I will marry you, oh sir, and I will marry you. Ha 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 ha, since money is all, I'll not marry you at all, and I'll not marry you, oh miss, and I'll not marry you. I think it's appropriate for this time of the year. When Joseph was a young man was he. He courted Virgin Mary in the land of Galilee. When Mary and Joseph were walking one time, they came on an orchard where cherries to behold. Then Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild, come gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he. Let the father of that baby gather cherries for thee. Then the cherry tree bowed down, bowed low upon the ground, and Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around.
Phyllis, did you ever hear the old people talk about the animals on Christmas Eve?
Talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. I don't know if that's too old or not. I used to sing it. Let's see, how did that go? Jesus, our brother, kind and good? Is that the way it went?
I don't know.
Was humbly born in a stable crude? Is that the way it goes?
I didn't even know it was a song. I've just heard people talk about that, say that, you know, that the animals on Christmas Eve would speak.
Yeah, I've heard that. Hmm. It's a song, but I don't know how old it is. Uh-huh. Goes, Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born stable crude, and the humble beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. Well, I know what your problem is. You want something deep.
Have I got it? Here.
Okay, it's
on. Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable crude, and the humble beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried his mother to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown. I said the cow, white and red. I gave him my manger for a bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I said the cow, all white and red. I said the sheep with the curly horn. I gave him my wool on Christmas morn. I gave him my wool to keep him warm. I said the sheep with the curly horn. I said the dove on the rafters high. I cooed him to sleep that he might not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my maid and I. I said the dove on the rafters high. Thus every beast by some good spell that Christmas morning had to tell of the gift he gave Emmanuel. The gift he gave Emmanuel. I'd heard the tradition of the animals talking and getting down on their knees. And I, always at Christmas time, I'd want Mom to go with me down to the barn to see what they was going to do. But I never could get her to go. She was the one that told me the story to start with, but I guess she didn't believe it herself. It'd be interesting to find out, wouldn't it? When I was a little girl, we always thought that the animals bowed down and talked, and I'd always try to get my mother to take me down to the barn at midnight to see what I could hear, but I never did get to go. It might still be true.
Okay.
At midnight on Christmas Eve, we always thought the animals bowed down and talked. Is that all you want, Miss?
Okay.
I always tried to get my mom to take me down to the barn to see what would happen. But I never got to go for some reason. Might still be true.
Okay.
This is Froggy Manicourtin', and when I sing it to my grandchildren today, they'll say, no, that's not right. But I'll tell them it is right. It's a forerunner of the one they're singing at school. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, drinked him body Michikimbo. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, sword and pistol by his side, drinked him body Michikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimmerettle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, drinked him body Michikimbo. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door, drinked him body Michikimbo. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door, he gave a knock and then a loud roar, rinked him body Michikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinked him body Michikimbo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, rinked him body Michikimbo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, said, Miss Mousie, marry me, rinked him body Michikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinked him body Michikimbo. As for that, I cannot say, rinked him body Michikimbo. As for that, I cannot say, for Uncle Rat has gone away, rinked him body Michikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinked him body Michikimbo. Uncle Rat came home next day, rinked him body Michikimbo. Uncle Rat came home next day, said, who's been here since I've been away, rinked him body Michikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinked him body Michikimbo. The prettiest young man you ever did see, rinked him body Michikimbo. The prettiest young man you ever did see, he said, Miss Mousie, marry me, rinked him body Michikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimber, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinked him body Michikimbo. The way the rat he cussed that frog, rinked him body Michikimbo. The way the rat he cussed that frog, he had to grease his lips with Lord, rink tum body mitch kind boyo. Combo, kimbo, harrow, jar, rage, come rattle, trap, flammy doodle, yaller bug, rink tum body mitch combo. The way the frog he cussed that rat, rink tum body mitch combo. The way the frog he cussed that rat, he had to grease his lips with fat, rink tum body mitch combo. Combo, kimbo, harrow, jar, rage, come rattle, trap, flammy doodle, yaller bug, rink tum body mitch combo. You want me to say this is a favorite? Or?
Sure.
This is a favorite of my grandson that's now 12, Old Dan Tucker. Old Dan Tucker went a-riding by, says, I, old man, your horse will die. If he dies, I'll tan his skin. If he don't, I'll ride him again. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's a man that'll get no supper. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's a man that'll get no supper. Old Dan Tucker, he got drunk, he fell in the fire and he kicked up a chunk. He got hot coals in his shoes, good gosh mighty how the ashes flew. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's a man that'll get no supper. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's a man that'll get no supper. Old Dan Tucker was a fine old man, he washed his face in a frying pan, he combed his hair with a wagon wheel, and he died with a toothache in his heel. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's a man that'll get no supper. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's a man that'll get no supper. Old Dan Tucker went to town, he swallowed a barrel of molasses down. A hip did swell and the barrel did bust and sent Dan Tucker a thunder gust. Get out of the way for old Dan Tucker, he's a man that'll get no supper.